Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Hello, Emma, and welcome to our listeners. We have an exciting story to share today.
Yes, Daniel, we're talking about Burnley College's sim racing student, who was invited to a major education technology conference.
That's right, a 17-year-old named Ethan Willis, along with his esports tutor Andrew Chapman, shared their views on integrating esports into the curriculum at the BET 2024 conference.
What's the significance of this conference?
Well, it's the biggest education technology exhibition in the world. Over 30,000 delegates attended, and more than 600 innovative edtech providers showcased their products and services.
I see, and Burnley College has been leading in introducing esports to young people.
Absolutely, they launched their groundbreaking esports course in 2021, and it's been their fastest growing course ever.
How many students are enrolled now?
In September 2023, 106 students started the course, which is an almost 500% increase from the first cohort of just 22 students in 2021.
Wow, that is impressive. What has Burnley College invested in to support this growth?
More than £500,000 has been invested in high-tech equipment, kits for the teams and staffing at the college.
And the impact has been global, right?
Yes, the government of Gibraltar invited their teams and staff to join them for a consultation and demonstration against their national team in March 2024.
I see, now let's talk about Ethan. How did he get involved in esports?
Ethan first got involved when his esports tutor, Andrew, approached him after he was spotted wearing an F1 hoodie in college.
What happened next?
After driving for the team and doing well in competitions, Ethan and his team were invited to Williams F1's headquarters in Oxfordshire to take part in an event.
That is so cool, and this year?
This year, their team has qualified in the fastest split, and they hope to head back to Williams for the live finals later this year.
What does Ethan think about the link between gaming and engineering?
He's fascinated by how the link between gaming and engineering is growing closer all the time. He mentions that F1 drivers practice using the same types of rigs and software as they use at Burnley College.
The accuracy of the simulations must be incredible.
Yes, Ethan points out the millimeter precision of the track layouts and the technology behind the peripherals. It's about critical thinking, teamwork, and understanding engineering.
What did Ethan and Andrew talk to the delegates about at the conference?
Ethan is passionate about building esports training around achieving results, forming the best teams, and getting the best training to succeed.
And Andrew's perspective?
Andrew sees it very much like a constructor in F1. It's about creating a team, setting expectations, streamlining ways of working and ensuring everyone can complete their esports course at the very highest level possible.
What are the career opportunities in esports?
Modern esports teams are equivalent to a Premiership League football team, with roles ranging from players to psychologists, tacticians, nutritionists, event managers, social media experts, and shoutcasters.
The industry is growing rapidly, isn't it?
Last year, the industry was estimated to be worth in excess of $1.5 billion and is projected to grow to around $7 billion by 2030.
Wow, that is so cool. What's the message for aspiring gamers?
Burnley College is offering a chance to work alongside companies like Williams F1 and break new ground in the world of esports, digital marketing, and more.
For more information, visit the Burnley College website.
Thanks for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye and have a great day.